And the Oscar for Best Picture is presented to...
And I can't deny the fact that you like me. You like me!
If you have a dream, fight for it.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
To fight every single day to be who I want to be and to give me the courage to dream that this dream... Wait a minute, I gotta take the 74 years here, okay? I gotta take this time.
Well, it's my privilege, thank you.
King's Speech.
Schindler's List.
12 Years a Slave.
A Beautiful Mind.
And the Oscar goes to...
The Movie News.
Thank you.
With Garrett Daly.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. All those Oscars speeches we have to look forward to this weekend. It's Oscars time, and always we look through the nominations and hedge our bets. So let's go through the list, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see how many we can get wrong.
Okay, as I say, we'll be looking at the songs and scores shortly on the show. But let's start with Best International Feature, which is very strong, it has to be said. I'm Still Here, Brazil. The Girl with the Needle from Denmark. Emilia Perez from France. The Seed of the Sacred Fig from Germany. And Flo from Latvia. What do you think?
I think, well, considering what happened to Emilia Perez, the whole campaign kind of blowing up at one stage, but I do think it's a strong contender here. But then again, I'm Still Here has been getting a lot of attention as well. It's between both of them. It's hard to call it. Mm-hmm. And I think what is fascinating as well, that both of them are also Best Picture nominees as well. So what will tend to happen, I suppose, is that it'll be probably a surprise on the night as to which one will come through. I think I'll go for Emilia Perez. I think it might recover it enough in its campaign to probably steal that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with you. It's completely between those two. I just saw I'm Still Here this week and it's really, really good. And Emilia Perez I enjoyed too. So I'm going to just, for the sake of it, say I'm Still Here so that
here,
we can have
okay,
different bets on that one. Okay, so that's Best International Feature. Now, Best Animated Feature is so strong. What a year it has been. We have Flo, Inside Out 2, Memoir of a Snail, Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul and The Wild Robot. I think there's a lot of attention on Flo, isn't there?
There's a lot of attention on Flo. It did win a Golden Globe as well. It's the kind of outsider hit. The Wild Robot, though, is the complete favourite here, I think. And it might just take it. But don't be surprised if you see Flo coming in on the inside. I'll go with the favourite. I'll go with The Wild Robot.
Okay, I'll go with Flo. And isn't it interesting? We all loved Inside Out 2 and it was such a hit at the box office, but I don't think it's in the running.
It doesn't. No, I don't think so. And like Wallace and Gromit did well at the BAFTAs, but it was always going to do well there, I think. So I think really it is. Yeah, it's a two-horse race between those two movies. And you say such a strong category,
really,
and you think
strong.
We're not even considering some of them.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, Best Adapted Screenplay. A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Nickel Boys or Sing Sing?
I think Conclave has been the one that has been taking it throughout this campaign. I'm going to stick with it. It is a super script. I thought it was an excellent script.
I'm with you on that. We're both with Conclave. Now, I think it's harder to call Best Original Screenplay. Such talent here. We have Anora, The Brutalist, A Real Pain, September 5 and The Substance.
I have highlighted here on my list three films that I think could potentially win it. It could go to Anora, A Real Pain or The Substance. That's where I'm kind of floating. Again, it kind of depends where the voting goes. I mean, Jesse Eisenberg, very popular for A Real Pain. He could actually take it. If Sean Baker was to go and win Best Director, which we'll come to in a moment, I think that might mean it might switch in the Best Original Screenplay. And The Substance is one that's coming on the outside. It's not going to win in Director, I don't think. And that's where people, it was a very different film. People could.
So you don't think The Brutalist
here.
Is in there, no?
I don't for this category.
Okay.
I don't think so. So I'm not sure where to go. I will go with a surprise on the night and I'll go with The Substance.
Okay, I'm going to go with A Real Pain. We'll see what happens. I like that we were differing views. That's good. Okay, Best Director, always hard to call because sometimes Best Director and Best Film don't go to the same one, which doesn't really make sense. But here we go. Best Director, we've Jacques Audiard for Emilia Perez, Sean Baker for Anora, Brady Corbet for The Brutalist and Coralie Farge for The Substance, as well as James Mangold for A Complete Unknown. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's between Sean Baker and Brady Corbet, it'll be one or the other. I could probably see Brady Corbet getting it for The Brutalist, but I think I'd like to see Sean Baker getting it for Nori. He won the Spirit Independent Award recently as well, gave a great speech there, and it might be him. So I'll go with Sean Baker.
Okay, I'm going to go with Brady Corbet for The Brutalist. I think he did an extraordinary job. So we'll see what happens on the night. Okay, I think Best Supporting Actor is easy to call this year. We have Yura Borisov for Anora, Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain, Edward Norton for A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce for The Brutalist, and Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice. I think Kieran Culkin has it in the bag. He's winning it, winning everything, isn't he?
It's in the bag. There's no point even going anywhere else. But do you know what? My heart was really for Jeremy Strong and The Apprentice. I thought it was a terrific, strong performance. I mean, they're all great performances. Mm. Edward Norton was wonderful in A Complete Unknown.
Yeah, but look, Kieran,
I think the momentum is with Kieran Culkin. We're not going to stray there.
I think so. It always depends who you're up against in the year, you know, you might be in luck or not. Best Supporting Actress, we have, again, really strong category here. Monica Barbaro in A Complete Unknown, Ariana Grande in Wicked, Felicity Jones in The Brutalist, Isabella Rossellini in Conclave, and Zoe Saldana in Emilia Perez.
Zoe Saldana has been winning this category throughout the board, but I was reading a lot of the Oscar voters, you know, they do these anonymous polls, and Isabella Rossellini was coming out on a lot of them. Oh. And for some people, she is a sort of an outsider here. However, I'm going to stick with Zoe Saldana. I think it was a great performance, and I think it's a strong role. And she's had her moment in every other awards category to date. I can't see it changing.
I'm with you, Zoe Saldana, for Emilia Perez for Best Supporting Actress. Let's go to Best Actor again. So strong, such great performances here from Adrian Brody in The Brutalist, Timothée Chalamet in A Complete Unknown, Colman Domingo in Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes in Conclave, and Sebastian Stan in The Apprentice. I think everyone thought Adrian Brody was running away with it until Timothée Chalamet won the SAG the other night.
And that's all the actors voting in that category. Mm. So it really has kind of put this category wide open. I'm going to go Oscar moment, I think, is Timothée Chalamet.
Really?
I think on the night, I think that's where it'll be very popular. They've talked about young viewers coming in to watch this down through the years. And I think that would be a big Oscar moment. Adrian Brody's a previous winner, well-deserved here, and he's been winning so much stuff. But yeah, I'll go with Timothée.
Yeah, it's really hard to call. I'm very torn on it. It's definitely between Adrian Brody and Timothée Chalamet. I'll go Adrian just to make it interesting for next week. Okay. Best Actress is very hard to call this year. It's Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez, Mikey Madison for Anora, Demi Moore for The Substance, and Fernando Torres for I'm Still Here. I think it's very hard to call.
It's the last three, I think, is in the running here that you just mentioned. Mm. Demi Moore has been winning so much on the circuit, but a lot of people are thinking that, yeah, there could be a surprise. Look, it's very hard to call. I'm going to go with Demi Moore, but simply because I think, you know, that's also a Hollywood moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's had great speeches till now. I think if people have that ballot paper in front of them, she's the name that they'll probably go for in the end.
I think I'm with you for that. I think Demi is going to do it on the night. So let us go to the final category we're going to talk about this afternoon. That is the biggie, and that's Best Picture. So we're talking Anora, The Brutalist, Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. What do you think?
I haven't a clue. Because you look at it and you think, okay, Anora's doing so well, that could get in there. The Brutalist, great film, that could get there. Conclave, you know, winning at the BAFTAs. Wicked, it's a popular choice. Yeah, so it could be between any of those movies. Emilia Perez would have been a shoe-in months ago. So it's very hard to call. When you look at the preferential voting, though, what's going to happen there for people who are putting number two, number three on there, and what could elevate it? And for that reason, this might surprise you, I'm thinking A Complete Unknown, which we haven't mentioned too much in other categories apart from Timothée Chalamet, and Conclave are two that could come out on top because they've just been a generally liked film by people. Wicked could be in there too for that reason when you think about it.
Isn't getting in there at all. It's a great film, you know.
Yeah, and it'll be in there in other categories that we haven't mentioned, but as you say, yeah, will it feature? So you know, you look at it, you go, Anora and Brutalist is probably between those two. But actually, with the way the voting goes, I think it'll go to a more sort of populist film. So I would, look, just for the fun of it, I'm going to say A Complete Unknown.
OK, good for you. I'm going to go with The Brutalist and we'll see what happens. Now, the exciting thing is that for It's the first time in a long time we can watch the Oscars on RTE1 live.
Yeah, which is amazing. It starts at 12 Sunday night into Monday morning. So it's great. The 97th Academy Awards live on Irish television. So it's a great opportunity. And if you miss that as well, there's always highlights as well on Monday night at 9:30. That's on RTE2. But yeah, they're showing it on RTE1, which is fantastic.
Brilliant. The Oscar nominations are done for another year. Gareth, thank you for all that. Okay, Gareth, let's move on to Trailer Watch. This is one that that ran in the Dublin International Film Festival this week, and we've Nicolas Cage on the big screen, which is always a fun thing.
Nicolas Cage, yeah, you don't know what you're going to get with him sometimes, and then when he delivers very, very well. He plays a man who has returned from the US to a secluded Australian beach of his childhood to surf with his son. But when he gets there, he's told, if you don't live here, you don't surf here. And there's this strict ownership over the beach, and that then creates this conflict that rises up between everybody that's on the beach. It's simply called the surfer. Take a listen to this.
You can't stop a wave. Born in a storm, way out to sea. Pure energy. It's all building to this breaking point.
Hey, Uncle's army!
I grew up here.
Don't leave here. Don't surf here.
Hey, Dad.
It's okay. You're scaring my boy.
Now. No need for all this fuss. Listen to me, brother. I know it's smart to lose face in front of your boy, but you gotta know when to back down, or it could get a whole lot worse.
Yes, that is Nicolas Cage in The Surfer.
And what's exciting here, Irish director Lorcan Finnegan directing this movie, and it's due for release in early May. So check out the trailer for it.
Congratulations to Lorcan Finnegan on that. That's The Surfer. And a quick run through new releases.
Yeah, we have Pamela Anderson starring, and she got a SAG Award nomination for The Last Showgirl. This is about a seasoned showgirl and was planned for a future when the show abruptly closes after a 30-year run. It's been getting good critical reviews.
Real moment for her, isn't it?
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis starring in it as well. We also have Vermiculo. This is a remote mountain village. It's set in 1944. It's about the arrival of a deserter into the family of a local teacher and his love for the teacher's eldest daughter, which kind of changes the course of everybody's life. Two more to mention for you as well. Fight or Flight. This is a mercenary takes on a job of tracking down a target on a plane, but must protect her when they're surrounded by people trying to kill both of them. Josh Hartnett starring in that. And then finally, The People's Joker, which actually premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival nearly 3 years ago, finds its way now to the big screen about an aspiring clown grappling with her gender identity, combats a sort of caped crusader. Vera Drew stars and directs in The People's Joker.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
So this is a prequel movie and it's set in 1719 on the Northern Great Plains. A Comanche tracker undertakes a rite of passage to slay a ferocious predator, but during a fierce tussle with a mountain lion, she glimpses strange lights in a tree line, a warning that a highly evolved otherworldly creature is at large on the plains. When they announced this, when it sort of came out, I thought, do we really want to see a Predator prequel? But actually, it's quite a fun, engaging movie. So it's on Channel 4 tonight. It's on at 9:20 and it's called Prey. It's worth a watch if you like those franchise movies.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.